This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The FDA has now authorized the first COVID-19 shots for infants and preschoolers. Now it's up to the CDC. Its advisors are set to discuss the shots today and vote tomorrow. The CDC director would then have to give her approval. An Episcopal priest in Alabama says they're getting messages of support from all over the world after a gunman opened fire at a church potluck dinner last night, St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Vestavia Hills. Police Captain Shane Ware.
A lone suspect entered a small group church meeting and began shooting.
Two people killed, a third wounded. The suspect's in custody. So far, no word on a motive. Captain Ware was heard there on WBMA-TV in Birmingham. There'll be more security now for the families of Supreme Court justices. The AP's Sagar Magani.
U.S. Marshals already protect the justices themselves around the clock, and their families will now get the same protection. The president signed the bill 8 days after an armed man who threatened to kill Brett Kavanaugh was arrested near the justices' home. The bill's backers said threats to the justices went up after the leak of a draft court opinion that would overrule Roe v. Wade, and the Senate unanimously passed the legislation shortly after. It was held up in the House while Democrats sought to include protection for the families of court employees. That ended up not being in the bill, and Democrats say they will work on it later. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden is promising to try to get gasoline prices lowered. They're averaging about $5 a gallon now. The president convened a virtual meeting on climate change this morning, including some of the world's biggest economies. Stocks were up just a little bit after the opening bell. This is AP News. If you're planning to travel by air this summer, you may want to listen to this.
Airlines canceled more than 1,500 flights in the U.S. on Thursday, one of the worst days yet for travel as the peak summer vacation season heats up. On the same day that airline CEOs held a virtual meeting with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, airlines canceled more than 1,500 flights in the U.S. According to the tracking service FlightAware, more than one-third of all flights were scrubbed at New York LaGuardia, and more than one-fourth of flights were dropped at nearby Newark Liberty. The meeting came on the heels of about 2,800 flight cancellations around the Memorial Day holiday weekend and just ahead of July 4th. The airlines were asked about their summer preparations. They are struggling with a shortage of workers. Pilots' unions say their airlines were too slow to replace pilots who retired or took leaves of absences during the early part of the pandemic. Norman Hall, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.